some piercing wisdom here. This is what the audience is craving. What do you want today? I want some piercing wisdom. I have a question from someone on the Twitter feed. Miss Tricia says, please ask Mr. Pierce about Tommy Robinson and the political climate in the UK.
Well, you don't get much piercing wisdom from me at the moment, because I'm not sure who Tommy Robinson is. Is he not someone? He's not someone involved with the English Defence League, is he?
You know what? I don't know. I thought that you would know. Generally,
the only Tom Robinson I know offhand was a homosexual leader of a pseudo rather bad punk band of the 1970s. I presume that's not what she's asking about.
Well, in generally speaking, now, and you and I have talked about this before. What's going on in the United Kingdom today? They talk about being sanguine when they should be mortified. There are about a half a dozen of what they call no-go zones. These are places where Londoners who are not Muslims know that they can't drive through, they can't ride their bikes through, they certainly can't walk through, and in a few of them, even the cops, even the bobbies don't want to go through them. They have imported into their midst that with which they fought a thousand-year-long war to keep out, the Mohammedan. And they still remain in denial of this. Now, you said last time we talked about this, you saw some seeds, some small signs that, well, you know, maybe the UK is actually starting to get it and they're about to turn course. You still think that?
Well, I think that the UK is a mess. I think I prefer to talk about England because I really do think we're talking about more than one country there, and I don't want to necessarily include the Scots in any comments I make about England or the Welsh or the Irish north or south of the border either. But I think in England, what we have in England is it was probably the first modern secular culture because of the establishment of a state religion back in the 1500s, which led basically to the majority of people when they were browbeaten out of their Catholicism, merely becoming cynical about religion. So we were the first secular culture. So in that sense, we've gone further down that road than almost any other culture in the world, except from perhaps the communist cultures, particularly perhaps in China, where ideology has, if you like, fast-tracked the process. but I do think that basically one consequence of that is we have complete confusion. So for instance, I mentioned the English Defence League. So they respond to the problems caused by Islam in English culture with violence, based really largely just upon foaming at the mouth with no real articulation, and you know there was, for instance, a violent scene in England last week where one of the English Defence League was waving around the head of a pig by way of just inciting and insulting the Muslims. I mean, now this is not dialogue. It leads to what we're going to see, which is vicious violence. And we should remember, you know, that there's history to this. And if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. The Balkans. I mean, those of us old enough will remember how the Balkans basically descended into horrific violence. You know, first of all, between the wars between the Serbs and the Croats, and then the Kosovans and the Bosnians. But basically, 10 years of slaughter, ethno cleansing, genocide, and that's because of the Balkanization of society. We have ghettos within a host society that hate the host society,
sure,
that refuse to actually commingle with the host society, has its own religion, its own laws, and in the end, that was sustained in Yugoslavia by the imposition of a totalitarian dictatorship, a communist dictatorship, General Tito. And when he died, the whole thing very quickly descended into this horrible deconstruction of an artificial construct, Yugoslavia. And basically what we're seeing in England is the seeds of something very similar. If large parts of the major cities in England are subject to Sharia law and refuse to conform to UK law, we have a de facto two nations, one inside the other, one nation hating the other, and that being reciprocated by the other side. And the way that ends is in bloodshed.
In a war.
Back in 1968, we're talking about the 50th anniversary of it. Enoch Powell in England, a Conservative MP, talked about the multicultural experiment going to lead to rivers of blood. Now, that, all right, we allow for hyperbole, but nonetheless, I think that his 50 years on, he's beginning to sound a lot like a prophet.
He is. And a clarification, Joseph. Stephen Lennon, also known as Tommy Robinson, is the former head of the English Defence League.
I thought I recognized... Sort of recognize his name, but beyond that, you say former, so what's he doing now? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I know that one of the leaders of the English Defence League did convert to Catholicism. He basically became much more rational, much less angry, much less violent, and basically realized that, you know, if you talk about English Defence League, well, what is it you're defending? Well, it's England. What's England? And then he went back and studied his history and became a Catholic. In other words, this is a man who has at least intellectual integrity. I don't know if that is Tommy Robinson, but I know one former leader of the English Defence League did take the Rome option, and that's obviously always the right option.